Good morning. You are listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. This is a new program we're starting. We're going to call it Go Natural with Marty Fry. Good morning, Marty. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning, Zach. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. And you want to tell us a little bit about the program?
Well, as many of our listeners know, we've been on for many, many years. And we took a little break for the last couple of years after we moved down to South Coffeyville from our location down here on 8th. And so we're back. People thought we went away, but we just hid out for a while. But we're back, and we're going to be trying to bring some good information. Of course, Go Natural Healthy Living is a natural holistic health center. We help people with their health in a natural way. And we're mainly on this program. We're going to cover a wide spectrum of alternative health, but we want to really get into the pain therapy. All over the news today, there is an epidemic of opioid problem in America, and people are really trying to deal with pain. And we're really going to focus on that and give some people some alternatives. With me today, and a good friend I've known for years, and many of you know him. Been here in town a long time. Jack, you've worked for me for about almost a year, isn't it? Jack Bell.
Almost a year. Uh-huh.
Jack Bell is with me, and Jack works at Go Natural Healthy Living. And we're going to visit a little bit on cannabidiol. And that's what we want to kind of start out with this morning. Like I say, Jack, there's a lot of people out there that are living in pain.
That's right. And pain control has been kind of a thing of mine for many years. It's taken a forefront and a back front, been a lot of ups and downs with it. And as we all know, it's a big, big problem now in the United States. And we want to kind of talk on about different things, way we can do it naturally, without a lot of pills, without a lot of side effects, and without a lot of addiction. Cannabidiol, people think of it as pot, marijuana, something that's bad, something that's not legal. But
well, you know, about three and a half years ago, down here on 8th Street, I started bringing that product into town, and it was kind of taboo back then. Not a lot of people had a lot of information on cannabidiol. Explain to us just a little bit. You said it's a derivative of marijuana pot. Mm-hmm. That's what a lot of people thought, oh gosh, Marty down there at Go Natural Healthy Living is selling pot. But there's a much, much more to it. And now that America is getting more educated on it, give us some of the pros.
Well, cannabidiol really is a derivative of the hemp plant more than it is from the marijuana plant itself, and there's many different cannabinoids and terpenes that are derived from the hemp plant, and all those are used in different ways to help produce pain control, control of anxiety, stress, different diseases. It's becoming a big thing. There's a lot of studies and a lot of testing done on many different things besides pain. THC, which is the active ingredient in the psychotropic type of
that alters the mind,
right? Yeah. Is taken out of CBD, so it in no way is like a psychotropic drug that makes you hallucinate or feel good or whatever the feeling
high.
Is.
Yeah,
the high. The CBD itself helps in many different receptors in the body to help control different things, like I talked about too. And what we're going to talk about mainly now is probably pain control and how it works on the different receptors in the body. So the main thing that you should realize is that CBD is totally different than THC. There's many different cannabinoids that are processed out of the plant, out of the hemp plant, which is mainly used for CBD, and the terpenes, which are little organic compounds that are found in many different plants and used a lot for fragrances and essential oils, but it's also used to help control different senses in the body and pain and general well-being of the CBD product.
And the good thing about this is that it is 100% legal.
Right.
It is legal in all 50 states. It's a derivative of the hemp, but it is not a mind-altering substance.
Right.
So, well, let's just talk about a lot of the, you know, there's so many different avenues of CBD. There are tinctures that you can just drop on your tongue or underneath your tongue. Now, when you do the tinctures, it's bioavailable almost instantaneously to the blood cells, correct?
Right. The membranes underneath the tongue are direct absorption areas to the body. It doesn't have to go through the liver or anything as if you take it in the stomach. So that's actually one of the best ways. There's also inhalation. There's also oral, which you can mix it with foods. And there's things like gummy bears and other things like that. And then there's also creams that you can put on topically, which are absorbed too. So all of those work in different avenues as far as it's pain control or other stressful or diseases that are involved in the body.
Okay. Now, we do have two lines, so we have a very, very good selection. What we've tried to do at Go Natural is we've tried to get a wide spectrum of different types that you can take. You mentioned the oral to drop under your tongue. We have a water soluble that you can mix into drinks and into food. We also have a vaping formulation mm-hmm. that you can actually put in a vapor. And then we have the little cylinders that are already loaded up in a little cylinder. You can purchase a little battery and vape it. Very, very small little vaping unit. Mm-hmm. We have the gummy bears. I know we have had a lot of children, you know, a lot of parents come in and see us with a lot of issues with their children's with seizures and ADHD and all that kind of stuff. There's been a lot of good reports even on that, right?
Yes, we have at least two that I know of that children that take the gummy bears for ADHD, and they've been a big help for those. And they've also used the drops underneath the tongue, which has shown great benefit. Teachers have been amazed how much they improve in their schoolwork.
Yeah, the difference in their attitudes and in their schoolwork and things like that. The gummy bears, and they actually taste pretty good, too.
Yes, not bad
do.
At all. They are, yes.
They do. And so the pills, we have pills.
Also have pills.
That you can just take a pill. I really like the pills. I usually take one every morning, and it lasts me throughout the day with my back issues that I have and noticed a huge difference with the pills. And then, of course, you mentioned the creams, too. And the cream is really phenomenal. I mean, you have spot pain. You have an elbow that's hurting or your feet are hurting. One thing that we probably do the best with the creams is people that have diabetes, mm-hmm. that are battling neuropathy, mm-hmm. That burning sensation, that numbing sensation in the feet. Rub a little bit in that on the feet and... we just about can't keep the cream in stock, can we?
No, I have neuropathy on my hands from carpal tunnel, and I use that cream on my hands, and it makes a big, big difference. I don't smoke, but I've been vaping the CBD for almost a year now, probably, and I have back problems, too, as well as my hands and my neck, and it makes a big difference with the vaping. One thing I think we need to realize is there's different strengths of the CBD. The lower strengths are better for people with stress, anxiety, depression. The higher strengths are better for people with
chronic pain,
yeah. and that type of thing. We carry right now, we have the 500 milligrams. We can get higher doses of that. I think the gummy bears are 25 milligrams. Mm-hmm. And
we have the cylinders with 25 and then
right.
with 50. And I think the tablets are 30. But there's numbers of different strengths depending on the issue that you're really trying to deal with. And, you know, what we would highly encourage our listeners to do, that if you are suffering and you're, you know, you've been taking a lot of pain pills, you'd like to, you know, there's a lot of people trying to get off these pain pills. They don't like the way they make them feel. You know, they show up in a UA with lots of chemicals in them, and they just make you feel high, really.
Right.
You know, because they are an addictive substance. Trying to get off of that, you know, we encourage you, come down and see us, talk with us. We have pamphlets, we have brochures, we can give you a lot of one-on-one personal information and try to lead you into the right product that you need to try. And we've had a lot of success with the people that have been coming in so far.
Oh, definitely.
And really making a huge difference on trying to get off of some of the high-potency pain pills and go into more of a safe, non-side effect way of taking a pain pillar product. Along with that, too, you know, we've talked about the cannabidol, the hemp oils and things like that, but I am also a certified pain therapist. And at Go Natural, we still offer the pain therapy through reflexology and detoxification is a huge, huge help in getting the toxins out of the body that are causing inflammation. Because a lot about, you know, being in the medical profession for the years that you were in the medical profession, inflammation is a big problem.
Big cause of many, many, many things.
Many things.
To include diabetes, heart disease, even Alzheimer's is now being talked about as inflammation. And anything you can do to reduce that is going to help you to be in better health and feel better and be more active and productive.
Now, you've taken a foot bath.
Mm-hmm. I have.
What'd you think?
Yeah, maybe I took, when I was with Dr. Block, I took some foot baths with him. That was 20-some years ago. But yes, it makes you feel good. It helps cleanse your body. And the more you take, the better off you feel. And with the reflexology involved with it, it's like having a full body massage and just...
Well,
great.
With reflexology and massage therapy, that's two separate things. Of course, massage therapy, they deal with muscular and
right.
and that type of issue. We deal totally on the neurological. We work on the feet. We work on all of the nerve endings, okay? And there are thousands of nerve endings in the bottom of your feet. I mean, that's where they all end up. When you start having issues and you start having pain and you have, inflammation or whatever the problem might be, there are nerves that go to every major organ. Nerves go throughout the whole body. There's over 7,000 nerve endings in the bottom of the feet. And so what we do is we work on those nerve endings. We break up those crystals at the bottom. We know when we feel a crystal on the bottom of the foot, you know, anybody out there that's dealing with neuropathy or pain or anything, just take off your shoes, socks, reach up, put your foot up on your knee, and start rubbing your feet and find out where all the and do it deep and find out. You'll feel those crystals. You'll feel little rocks in there. And then when you hit that, you'll feel pain. And with reflexology, we eliminate through a process of acupressure and massage, and we eliminate those crystals.
Right.
And when we eliminate those crystals, it allows three things to happen. It allows blood flow to get to the other end of that nerve.
Right.
Oxygen flow and energy flow. And when you take oxygen, energy, and blood flow, all three of those things do one major thing, and that brings healing to that area. And that's how basically reflexology works. It can be a little bit painful when you first start,
yeah.
But you heard the term, oh, it hurts so good. That's kind of the way
right,
it is.
Exactly.
Have you ever had anything like that, Zach?
I've had all sorts of massages, which I thought at first were... really painful.
Yeah.
And then like as they kind of carried on, it like worked a knot out of my back or if
the
you've
pain
ever done
subsided. Yeah.
Especially like I had real bad ankle problems when I was in the military, rolled my ankles all the time doing runs and carrying all that heavy gear, and they'd give you ice baths, and you know those are real painful at first, but you know the second that the pain subsides, like it's just like this rush of relief just washes over you.
He needs some reflexology on them ankles.
That's right. Yeah. Definitely.
I probably do.
but that and the detoxification, we do a light therapy also, and we always take every individual separately and look and consult. We still have lots of people know Dr. Karen Harris, naturopathic doctor out of Tulsa, Oklahoma. Still work with her very, very closely. And she's very good. She still has her her office in Tulsa, and we visit and converse back and forth a lot. So, it's kind of nice to have Jack on board because Jack has been in the medical field. He worked with, Dr. Block, which was probably one of the most highly respected people in the medical profession, as far as I'm concerned. And you worked for him for 26 years, didn't you?
26 years. Yeah. Yep. 26 years.
I said, boy, I only got to work with him for a few, but, I could just imagine. And we've talked over the years of all the knowledge that you gained from that man.
So much knowledge.
And, but at Go Natural Healthy Living, we want to try to combat things, your issues without, side effects.
Right.
And the only side effect that we really like to have is feeling better.
Right. Exactly.
And I know that people, that's a good side effect. And that's what most people are looking for is to feel better. And so, Jack, let's just turn back and go back a little bit on the, the cannabidol, products that we have. Like I say, if people want more information, how much more time do we have, Zach? I don't want to run out.
Give it maybe five more minutes.
Okay. If you are suffering from any type of pain, we encourage you. We're located down on 169 Highway in South Coffeyville. We have our Vapor City store there. Just come into that store there. That's where we're located. Come in. We'd be glad to sit down, visit with you. We have a nice little lounge area, kind of private there, that you can come in. We can sit down. We can analyze, talk to you, and see what issues that you're having. And then, with cannabidol products, it's kind of a trial, let's see what kind of levels you need to be at. With our experience in it, we can probably tell you what levels that you need to be at. We carry, like Jack said, we carry up to the 500 milligram. But I can also have available the 1,000 milligram and the 1,500 milligram. And we can get those in for those people that have severe chronic pain.
Right.
But we like to try to get you on a little lower amount to see where you're at. So we encourage you to come down and see us. We're located at right there on Highway 169, where they built the new Dollar General. If you just turn in right there at Broadway Street and then make a little jog to the right on Oklahoma Street, and there's a little beauty shop, and then there's us. You can't miss us. Tina's still out there.
Yeah.
Tina's
yeah,
always out there to greet everybody, and you can find us there. If you'd like to give us a call, I like how Dr. Block always said it. He said, I practice my worst medicine over the phone. But anyway, you give us a call and maybe set up a time to come out and see us if you would like. If you just come on in, that would probably be the best. And then we can sit and visit with you and try to educate you. We've got some fantastic brochures that you can take home to read. And we just invite you to come out. And if you're looking for an alternative, I think that with the growing education of this product on the market, it can benefit a lot of people in many, many ways.
Right. Anything from stress clear up to the chronic pain, we can help you and find something that is the right solution for you. So just feel free to come down and we'll talk about it. And any questions, we'll be happy to answer.
And I don't think we mentioned this, but of seizures. Seizures in young people.
Right.
It's been really, really known to to do very well and just basically end. I mean, I've talked to people that have had migraine headaches. They take it, and I mean, their migraine headache is subsides very quickly.
The list is kind of endless of what products have been used, what the CBD has been used for, and it just goes on and on. But seizures is probably one of the first things that was recognized that CBD really does make a difference. Seizures and many other neurological problems, Parkinson's and multiple sclerosis, that type of thing. It really does make a difference on the nerve problems.
Yeah.
So that's which pain is part of it, is a nerve problem, so is stress.
I was going to say, that's what pain is,
right.
Is, you know, from the nerves. And so everything that we offer at Go Natural Healthy Living is, you know, from reflexology, we're working on the neurological system.
Right.
And so we want to just invite you to come down for more information. We're going to be here every second and fourth Friday at 8:10. I'll try to be here a little earlier next time. And but anyway, tune in to us. If you maybe have a question, give us a call, and then we can maybe address it here on the show and help other people to be more educated in certain areas that they're looking
right.
for. Okay, Jack, I really thanks for being here and coming with me today. You offer a huge amount of knowledge to pain, and I'm glad to have you on board. That you've worked here
for us
for about a year, and anyway, come back and see us there at Go Natural in South Coffeyville, or tune in at 8:10 every second and fourth Friday of the month.
Well, gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us this morning. You have a great rest of your day.
You do the same, Zach. Thank you
very much. Thank you.
You are listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.